man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here. This is Kelso Solo on the Trump Phenomenon Friday night here, closing out our week. As Ed Sullivan used to say, we've got a really big shoe for you tonight. Some of you don't remember that far back. A whole lot has happened in the last 24 hours, and it's all not just good. It's really good. It's life-changing good. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the next 60 minutes. You're welcome to get in on the fun. If you've been paying attention today, if you've had time, some people don't have time to, you know, spend with the news and so on. They're too busy slaving away to pay for the cost of the immigration invasion. But if you've got something that you want to add that you saw today, something key, please do call in at 800-313-9443. And, you know, as things heat up, as it becomes more and more intense, I would put that request out to our audience in the narrow confines of our 60 minutes together. I think what people in this audience want is they want me and you to give them a good summary of the most important things from a patriot point of view that have happened in the previous 24 hours since we last met up here on this show. So if you could help me with that, that would be great. And that would be, that's by way of saying, it would be good if we could not wander off into topics totally unrelated to anything we're talking about. So some folks out there, you might have a pet topic that you want to talk about on national and international radio. And I understand, but I'd like to keep the show on point. We don't have a 3-hour show or a, you know, 6-hour show. We don't have time to cover everything. We don't have enough time to cover the big things that happened today. The two big things I want to cover are President Trump's participation in the March for Life that occurred on the Capitol Mall today, an amazing event. I don't know, I did not see the attendance number in this march from the mall to the Supreme Court building. If one of you in the audience out there has that number, please call in at 800-313-9443 and let us know how many people. It was a big crowd. But Donald Trump did something that no other president has ever done. He directly addressed the Right to Life, March for Life crowd. And boy, did they appreciate that fact. The closest any we've come with any previous president is that Ronald Reagan pre-recorded comments which were played to the crowd at one previous time. But Donald Trump went way beyond that. He was live from the Rose Garden at the White House. And then they had a big jumbotron, big one, out on the mall. And the crowd went wild as they watched our president on the jumbotron making a very, very passionate plea for the right to life. And one heck of a rally. And that was enough for one day. But that's actually... that's actually the second most important thing that happened today. It's hard to say that. The first most important thing that happened is the further explosion of the information, which is now in the possession of patriots, a small number of them in the House of Representatives, possess the information that is we are told, is going to completely explode on traitors at the top of the FBI, people who are staffing the Mueller investigation, people at the top of the Department of Justice. And these people, with this information, they're now named specifically in the information. Their crimes are specifically detailed. And we, the public, are simply waiting for this information to be released. But the passionate plea today went out from the small number of people who have been putting this information out, that it must, the top secret memo and other information behind that memo must go out. And Sarah Carter was saying it needs to go out within the hour. U.S. Congressman Matt Gaetz was saying it needs to go out tonight. And these people are going to jail. This is the exciting thing. They're not just going to lose their jobs. And by the way, most of them are currently working in the FBI and the Department of Justice. They're currently working. And Matt Gaetz made that point. He said, why are Sarah Carter, this great investigative journalist, and why am I, a brand new congressman, by the way, Matt Gaetz hasn't had the time to be corrupted. He's been a U.S. congressman for only 1 year, from the Redneck Riviera panhandle of Florida. I used to live there. He's only been there 1 year. And he, and Sean Hannity said when he was interviewing him today, and on his radio show in the morning, he said, if I'm shot, you know, I might get shot over this. And he was not joking. He said there are only about 12 key people who are getting this information out to the public. I was even looking on Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge seems to be asleep at the wheel. I don't see this information at the top of Matt Drudge. I haven't looked in the last couple hours. But Sean Hannity is really the point man. And is his life in danger? I think so. And he thinks so. And other people may have died in the course of this scandal. People like Seth Rich, others may have already died in the course of this scandal. But the let's see, let me give you some of the things that were said today. Matt Gaetz, here's the point I was reaching for. Matt Gaetz said, look, here's why this has to be gotten out immediately. We're not looking in the rearview mirror, folks. We're not looking at crimes committed last year, the year before, and we need to get justice for crimes committed in the past. He says, no, these people are in these positions now, and they are committing further crimes now. They are an immediate national security threat, an immediate dire threat to this nation's freedom and very existence, and they need to be gotten out immediately. Put on trial and gotten into jail as quickly as possible, but they're still in power. People like Andrew McCabe is still the number two at the FBI. Peter Strzok is still in the FBI. Lisa Page is still in the FBI. These people need to be frog marched out, indicted, tried, and imprisoned. And the information, here's the key, the information condemning them now is in the hands of patriots. The only thing between you and myself and that information is a vote has to be held by the House Intelligence Committee or by the full House not to declassify the information. Under Rule 10, they can simply rule that the information is so important to the national security that it must be released to the American people, whether it's top secret or not. That's law. That's established law. They can do it now. 13 Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, they're all for releasing this information. 9 Democrats, they are all for keeping it from you. They had a vote yesterday in which all the Democrats voted against allowing the rest of the House to see the information that they were looking at. They lost that vote. So this information is now gone to all the House members. And the next step is that it go to all of us. Now, there another, just to get the size of this, folks, this is a four-page summary memo, which Mark Meadows, Republican congressman from Patriot, from North Carolina, he said to Matt Gaetz today, he said, after I saw, I've read just the first paragraph of this four-page memorandum, I was sick. And I, after reading just the first paragraph, I realized that my thought that there would never be anything as bad as Watergate was wrong. That just, I knew within the first paragraph, this is much worse than Watergate. Now, is there more to come after this? You bet. In this same interview, I believe it was Sarah Carter who said, my sources tell me, and she can't reveal the names and so on. And this is not, by the way, this, when Sarah Carter says my sources and Matt Gaetz says my sources, these are not, this is not Wolf Blitzer. This is not any of these CNN clowns who are just lying to you. And there are no sources. They're making it up. No, they have sources. And these are honest, good patriots risking their lives. Sarah Carter said, my sources tell me that this initial four-page memo is just, she said, if this scandal has a 10-round chamber, this is just one round. There are nine more. The magnitude is 10 times bigger than this initial bigger than Watergate memo. So, you know, hold on to your horses, cowboys, because this is going to be one hell of a ride. And it's going to come out quickly. Matt Gaetz is going to be, you know, he's going to be interviewed. He's all these guys, DeSantis, Devin Nunes of California, Trey Gowdy, these people are going to be jumping up and down on national, all of the Patriot channels. Forget about CNN and so on. As Sean Hannity says, the Shoal fake news network. They're going to black this out. Now, it gets even more fun for us Patriots because our enemies are now going to be forced to expose themselves in the glare of the light shown upon them by this information, which they're trying to hide from you. That's what's going to grab America's, every good person in America is going to be grabbed by that. Now, every non-patriotic person in America, who cares what they think about this material? We're not trying to win a 100% popularity poll. Obviously, we got a lot of bad people in the United States. We've got a lot of freeloaders in the United States. We've got a lot of people who hate America. Well, we want them to not like Donald Trump. We want them to not like, to not want this information released. So we're not 100% of the population. What percentage of the population are we patriots? Well, we're just hanging on by our fingernails. We won with 63 million votes in last year, 2016 rather. But all patriots are going to be incensed when they see Chuckie Schumer trying to block release of this information, which, by the way, Matt Gaetz said that the Democrats on the House Intelligence Permanent Select Subcommittee were all trying to block other congressmen like Matt Gaetz, who's not on that committee. They voted that Matt Gaetz himself not be allowed to see this information. And they are then going to now vote that you don't get to see the information. And when you grasp that, when America grasps that, when radio stations like this and Patriot outlets like this get this information out, America is going to boil over with fury at these traitors and their collaborators in the Democratic Party, in the media, and in the government. So that's where we stand. I'll play a little bit of that audio for you. Sorry for that long summary of all of that. And let's see here. Let's go to that. Two big stories today: the March for Life, and what's going to be the name for this, the greatest corruption scandal in American history? You know, there are other previous scandals like the Teapot Dome scandal, which was nothing. The Harding administration, a great president, actually. That's like nothing. Child's play compared to this. But what will be the name for this overall incredible scandal? Nobody has come out with a name yet that's stuck. So we might take suggestions here for the name of this greatest corruption and criminality scandal in American history. Let me see if I can go to the Hannity show here and just play a few moments of this. You'll see what we're talking about here. Let me go. I'm going to skip around, if you don't mind. Here's Matt Gaetz saying, he's making the point, this has to be gotten out now because these traitors are at work right now.
And the abuse was so extensive.
This is Sarah Carter.
That it's certainly, once the public sees it, I think that people can move forward, and those people that were involved with it will be held accountable, and that's what I was told.
Can you go a little bit further in what you're hearing? This is what I've heard, that the players are known, the tactics are exposed, that we have a coordinated effort, we'll call them deep state, high rank, not, by the way, not rank and file, I want to always be clear, not rank and file intelligence committee, intelligence officers, not rank and file FBI officers, but the higher echelons of the deep state, if you will, that they literally, it proves a coordinated and documented effort to try and undo to try and stop a president or candidate Trump from ever getting elected, and then to undo a presidential election. Is it that severe?
According to the sources I've spoken with, it is that severe.
And will the American people see that?
A lot of people answering for what they have done. And there needs to be an extensive investigation. One of my questions is, could what people have seen today, could this lead to criminal prosecutions? And it's very possible.
Well, and Sean, this is Matt. I can tell you, having looked at the information, it became very clear to me why Senator Graham and Senator Grassley wanted to refer matters for criminal prosecution. It also led me to believe that the initial referral of the Fusion GPS people for criminal prosecution may not be the final referral if there is other criminal conduct that is found. I think that after this information is released, we'll also have a lot of questions about what role the media and media reports and the mainstream media have played in the misinformation about our president, and really in service of the people who've wanted to disrupt this presidency both before and after our national election. So those will be things that we'll have more questions about after we get this information into the public square. One area where I may disagree with Sarah slightly, and she has done phenomenal work on this and many other subjects, I don't think we can wait 2 weeks or a month. I want this information out immediately. If you have people currently in positions of power within our government who are working to undermine our democracy and the current president of the United States, that has not a...
Congressman Gaetz, wait, slow down.
Alone.
The evidence is there in this information that would show, I feel like I couldn't pass the test, the cognitive test the president passed. But you're saying that they literally have been trying to remove illegally the president of the United States of America.
Well, I will leave that judgment to the American people when this information is released. But
now, by the way, folks, whenever you hear Matt Gaetz as a U.S. congressman or Sarah Carter as a top flight journalist say something like that, they're not able to say, as I am, okay, I'm not a congressman, I can say these people have been nailed. And Matt Gaetz is letting us know they've been nailed and they will be going to prison. So you have to realize he can't quite say that, but he sure does believe that.
I think that we've got to get it out there, Sean. I mean, look, Republicans have been trying to get this information to the public. Democrats have been fighting against that. They didn't even want me to be able to see the information. They didn't want other members of Congress to see it. But I've been around this place for about a year now, and I don't think a bunch of secrets within the Congress serve the country well. We need to get this information out. And, I mean, if this is so serious, I would schedule an emergency meeting of the Congress tonight, tomorrow, this weekend, whatever I had to do procedurally to get a vote on this issue. Let's let the public know. I think that will vindicate Chairman Devin Nunes. I think it will vindicate a number of other claims other people have made. And I think that it will show us where we've got to have a surgery to remove the cancer that currently exists within the deep state so that we can trust our government institutions again.
Absolutely, absolutely. This information needs to be in the public eye, and I agree with you, Congressman Gates. I would like to see it within the hour. I wish it would come out within the hour.
There you go, folks. These folks know what you're talking about. These are not sensationalizers. Sarah Carter, no way. Matt Gaetz, these are not, you know, tabloid sensationalizers making stuff up or exaggerating or waving their arms for effect. These are understated people who are horrified at the greatest threat to our government in our lifetime. And the, you know, Sean Hannity will have more of that tonight. There will be, this story is blowing wide open and something to think about, folks. Hannity says there are only about 12 of us getting this information out. So this needs to be gotten out broadly, quickly, immediately, because people, patriots are convinced that folks have died for what they have known in the past. Various people like Ron Brown or Foster or Seth Rich have paid with their lives in murders for knowing too much. And so it's not acceptable that only about a dozen people have this information. Now, it has broadened out because they did get the information. They did get the vote in the Intelligence Committee to release this information to all the members of Congress. We're that far. But this needs to get out completely to the entire American public so that a firestorm erupts of incredibly angry patriots. All the good people in America will be furious because this is a coup d'etat against your country. Even people who voted for Hillary Clinton, who are, you know, somewhat normal people, will be furious because this is a coup d'etat, the destruction of our Constitution, of our way of life, by really bad people. And those really bad people include the people we love to hate on this show, like Rod Rosenstein. Bye-bye, Rod. Andrew McCabe. See you later, Andrew. James Comey. Have fun at the Gray Bar Motel. Peter Strzok. Man, is he a goner. And Lisa Page. Adios. These people are criminals, and they need to be indicted immediately. And this is going to rock the country. Matt Gaetz made a very important point. He said, look, not only are these people in government right now, none of them have been fired. They are an immediate threat right now to the country. And importantly, he said, for this first year of the Trump administration, how much of the energy of the Trump administration has been wasted or trampled upon by this BS? Well, BS is not strong enough word, is it? It is treason. This treasonous information put out there by people like all the mainstream media, with the exception of Fox, all the mainstream media has been complicit in this, and Gaetz makes that point. We're going to dig deeper. What kind of collusion was there between the media and people like Strzok and Page and their text messages, folks? 10,000 of them contained all kinds of text messages where they're going, oh, we got this in the Wall Street Journal. Oh, the New York Times is, we got that story in the New York Times. They're planning stories, leaking information, committing treason, and we've got them dead to rights. The documentation is there, released, probably fished out of the computers by loyal FBI rank and file, to whom James Carlstrom, the former assistant director of the FBI, has been making direct reference in his recent very brave appearances on national radio and television. Wow. Let me just take a look at my call board here. I don't think I have any calls yet. I may be firing on so many cylinders, I'm scaring off calls. If you want to call in, if you've got anything that you saw in the media today about this story, give us a ring. 800-313-9443. I'm just like you. I may put in a few more hours in the day than you do. in trying to keep up with this, getting ready for our show 6 days a week. And but you folks out there are a tremendous help for me. Today I got a number of calls from listeners, really helped me, and this happens every day. So I really appreciate it. And some of you have given, many of you have given tremendous information on the air, calling into the show. And you know, we're all just trying to keep up here. This is things are happening so fast. Well, you heard it in Sean Hannity's voice. He said, "Man, He was stumbling for words, kind of tripping over himself. Probably doesn't get much sleep like the president, rear admiral doctor said, this man doesn't need to sleep. God built him this way. God built Sean Hannity this way. But Hannity is having a hard time keeping up. And he has probably more than anyone else been on point on this story. He must eat, sleep, and dream this information that he has been unveiling for how long? Has it been a year? Certainly half a year. He has been in great detail using his radio and his television to get this story out. Let's see here. Let me see if I can go to another key moment in what occurred today. Here it is. Here's later on in this interview, Matt Gaetz. And what a hero, Matt Gaetz. What a congressman, a new congressman. Here he is towards the end of his interview. Here he comes.
If this memo is released, and it should be, and the supporting intelligence information, we won't have to wonder who within the deep state was coordinating as a cabal to undermine our president. We'll know who it was. We'll know what they did.
But this is hard. This is hard for people to wrap their minds around. You're saying that people coordinated with the distinct purpose of destroying President Trump and using the powerful weaponry of intelligence and other means to destroy him.
That has been my contention for many months. Nothing I have seen today dissuades me from that contention.
And if anything, you think you're more right than you ever thought.
Unquestionably. These are not just claims anymore. You have the intelligence and you have the evidence to back up what many people have been saying for quite some time. And that's why it is so important to get this information out so that the American people can judge for themselves.
I've known this, but to hear the confirmation and know the evidence now exists, well, I'm glad for my country and I'm sad for my country. I'm sad that this could ever happen. I'm glad we're finally getting it exposed. We'll take a quick break. Matt Gaetz, Congressman, Florida. Sarah Carter, investigative reporter, Fox News investigative reporter.
There you go, folks. Sean Hannity today, the point man, he is stunned. And you heard Matt Gaetz say that we now have the names, the dates, the acts, the patterns of action, the MO of this criminal cabal running, I mean, not the Commerce Department, like Teapot Dome, what was that? That was some oil leases or something like that. Not running, an airport administration. No, running the heart of the rule of law within the American system, the Department of Justice, within which is encompassed the FBI. The Department of Justice, thoroughly at the top, thanks primarily to Barack Hussein Obama, totally corrupt, rotten, and criminal. Wow. It's going to be interesting to see what Robert Mueller does with this. Stay tuned. It's a good chance to call in, folks. We'll be back in a short time here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Let me jump on another story now. This is going, this stuff is so red hot. The other story that's going on right now, one of them, is the continuing resolution crisis in the U.S. Senate. The House voted a continuing resolution to avoid a so-called government shutdown, which would, in fact, stop paychecks to the military. That's pretty crappy. Don't pay your own military. Thanks a lot, Chuck Schumer, you jerk. Well, the Senate, led by Chuck, the jerks led by Schumer, they're dead set on a government shutdown. Well, there's some good news. On Breitbart right now, there is a live update running. Here is an update as of 8:58 p.m. Another Democrat has broken ranks with Chucky Schumer. I put the word Chucky in there. Ahead of the vote. Senator Doug Jones, Democrat of Alabama, that's the same Doug Jones that was just elected in the special election in Alabama, who beat Roy Moore, has announced his intention to vote for the House-passed government funding bill, significantly, listen to this, boxing in any Democrat who votes against the bill, which means any Democrat, after Jones votes for the bill, who votes against tonight's cloture vote, is voting for a government shutdown. So, folks, this is putting the heat on every one of them. For example, Heidi Heitkamp, of my state here of North Dakota. This loser of a Democrat is trying to stay in the Senate in the 2018. She's up for re-election in a state that voted 2-1 for Donald Trump. North Dakota is a patriot state. How the hell does Heidi Heitkamp expect to stay in the Senate at never having voted with Donald Trump? Well, she better change her tune tonight, because North Dakota is going to be furious and throw her out of the Senate if she could, because look, it's down to her now. She could cause a government shutdown. Now, interestingly, here's another twist to this. Mike Pence has just left the country, according to this update, at 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time. That's just an hour ago. He's left the country for a Middle East trip. Now, that's very significant because he is the tie-breaking vote in a 50-50 Senate result. So I don't know what the meaning of that is. Does he mean that he feels that the Senate is going to defy Chuck Schumer? Or is it that the thought is nothing's good is going to happen tonight? Here, an earlier update at 8:11, Representative Jim Clyburn, well, I'm not going to give you the earlier one because it's changing by the minute. Let me give you a later one. Here's a good one. This is an update as of 24 minutes ago. A little more than an hour before the vote, it has become clear that despite Democrats' intransigence, there will be no DACA deal on Friday night, no matter what. Great. And that's from Jake Sherman, the source on that. As usual, Lindsey Graham is running around as a complete idiot and clown and problem for the Republican Party and for the nation. But he's making a noise that he will vote for the continuing resolution. And he's making all kinds of petulant, qualifiers on that. You know, I'll do it if this, if that, if this. Get lost, Lindsey Graham. We're tired of you. Now, here's an update as of only 17 minutes ago. Now in McConnell's office, Lindsey Graham, Jeff Flake, Murkowski, Collins, and Rounds, all positive on the way in. Graham said, these people are problems, all of them. So the fact that they're in McConnell's office right now, good news. Let's see here. Let's see if there's anything even more recent. The Democrats have put out a notice that they're going to have a caucus meeting tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And now I have to hit F5 on my computer. This is like Donald Trump's tweets. You have to keep hitting F5 because by the minute, he might have a very important tweet. Update as of 2 minutes ago. Fox News is reporting that the Senate Democrats are likely to cave tonight and try to offer a short-term continuing resolution and frame it as they are offering the GOP an off-ramp even without DACA in it. Claire McCaskill, this is 4 minutes ago, Democrat of Missouri, continues to refuse to say whether she will vote for a government shutdown. Let's see if there's anything even more recent. And here is the public is furious. Here's an example of a congresswoman who is getting ripped apart back in Wisconsin as her fellow Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, this is Senator Tammy Baldwin, getting ripped apart back in Wisconsin. And the front-running GOP candidate against her, businessman Kevin Nicholson, are hammering her for enabling Schumer's shutdown. So there it goes, folks. The patriot fury coming back on people like Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and any of these other Democrats who are running in Trump states. They can kiss their Senate seats goodbye if this continues in the direction it's going. So there's the update there. We got some callers. Herb in Wisconsin and George in Texas. Herb in Wisconsin, we were just talking about your state. What's up? What's up, Herb?
I just have a suggestion for what to call this scandal and the series of scandals that will follow.
Yes.
My suggestion is America's National Repentance.
Okay.
Now, elaborate on that if you wish, or I'll get offline and listen.
No, that's go ahead. Give a little elaboration.
Well, I happen to think that Americans have been praying for 40 years to straighten out the mess in our government. And according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're to call out to God to heal our land, repent of our sins. And this is national repentance of our national sins. Not talking about the individuals. And that's what I see going on.
Well, you know, Herb, backing up what you're saying, the Right to Life March in Washington today was wonderful. And that was one of the themes in the Right to Life March. And they talked about, it was just one of the themes. They talked about the power of love and repentance and how the Right to Life movement is really, pardon the pun, is really on the march. Very, very positive. Lots of young people. I don't know the size of the crowd, but it was humongous today. A beautiful blue sky on a winter day. Very nice. So interesting that would happen. That your comment on this very day of a huge march with a similar theme.
Just knowing about the event makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, Herb, thank you very much, as always, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Thank you. George in Texas, give us your take on these things.
Thank God it's Friday. This memo, I can tell you one thing. This scandal is going to make the AppScam scandal look like chewing gum in the classroom.
That's what they're all saying. All the people who've seen it, they're horrified. Some of them say it's sickening. And there was that one comment, I haven't got the audio clip from Sarah Carter, but she said that this memo that you're referring to, that is so powerful that it makes people sick just in the first paragraph, grown men get sick reading this as to the horror of what's happened to our country that none of us even suspected was happening. This corruption at the top of the FBI and the Department of Justice. But she said, this is just round. If she said, if there's a, you're thinking of a gun with a magazine with 10 rounds in it, this is just one round. There are 9 more to follow, so to speak. So this is just, you could say, the tip of the iceberg. I think 10% of an iceberg does actually come up above the water, and 90% is below. That's another good comparison here. So 90% of the iceberg has not yet even been seen by people, even like Matt Gaetz. But people who know about this stuff, you know, this is kind of frustrating. It sounds, like a tease. But that's the situation, is that until this is released, we're relying on really patriotic people. And I go back to James Carlstrom, former assistant director of the FBI, and those rank-and-file FBI FBI agents. I think, as Carlstrom intimated, these people are fed up. That's what he said. They're fed up and they're fighting back. And these people have access to things like the 10,000 text messages between the traitor, Peter Strzok, Strzok, and his mistress, FBI attorney Lisa Page. I want to see all 10,000 of those text messages. Apparently, less than 500 have actually been made available to people like Sarah Carter or Matt Gaetz. And it's shocking what's in those less than 500. 9,500 yet to go. And there's other goodies that these people are releasing. But go ahead. Go ahead, George. Continue with your thought.
Well, you know, the thing is, you talk about, like, Doug Jones warning with the president to a further shutdown. I'm hoping and praying that he goes the path of former senator and former Georgia governor Zell Miller, if you remember him.
Well, here's the deal for Doug Jones. Alabama's a patriot state. They call it not just a red state, a ruby red state. So he is back up for re-election in 2020. He's got a two-year term here. And the if he doesn't do something somewhat patriotic, the red state of Alabama is going to throw him out on his butt and replace him with another patriotic Republican. So, you know, it's up to him. If he votes with Chuck Schumer, he's gone.
Well, and the thing is about Chuck Schumer, I want this guy out because, personally, I don't think these people, I mean, because they're communists, and, you know, communists don't really qualify to serve in the Senate because their goal is under, I forget what the U.S. law is, but their goal is to overthrow the U.S. government. That's their goal. And the thing is, and I know these Democrats are going to be fighting to keep this memo from coming to the surface because I think it's going to implicate a lot of them, not just the deep state, but a lot of members of Congress colluding.
Carter and Hannity talked about that today. This will go up into the Obama administration. People like Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder, yes. And speaking about the communists, I hope that Lou Dobbs calls him, or is it Neil Cavuto that calls him this Lou Dobbs who calls him the Dims, the D-I-M-M-S is the Dims of the Democratic Party. I hope they keep Hillary Clinton going. I hope they keep Chuck Schumer going. I hope they keep Nancy Pelosi going. When you see Nancy Pelosi on TV, she is pathetic. Her hands are shaking. She can't even hold her hands still in the air. She is utterly losing it. And Chuck Schumer is pathetic. And, of course, we all saw Hillary Clinton fall into her car on her face, having seizures. I hope the Democrats continue. They are dim enough to continue with that kind of leadership. I hope they all stay in place. But go ahead, George.
Even Sheila Jackson Lee and Maxine Waters.
We love them.
Go nowhere.
Absolutely, Maxine. I want you to keep running as long as you can possibly do it. And then this helps to bring these people to account. I want the same people to stay in there so that the guilt is all over them. I don't want the Democrats to come in with a replacement crew that can say, we didn't do this. A younger crew that's not as obviously decrepit. The Democrats, they're firing blanks. They don't have any dynamic person. And this makes sense because what they're doing is all so criminal. What good person would sign up with the criminal cabal we're looking at? And they all know what's going on here. Yeah, go ahead.
Congressman Al Green was on the floor trying to call for a vote of impeachment again. I mean, keep doing it. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Absolutely, keep going. And Joe Scarborough, I didn't get to see what Joe Scarborough looked like on his morning show. Morning Joe. He must have looked like hell this morning with what's-her-face, Brzezinski's daughter, Mika Brzezinski. She must really have looked bad this morning and probably didn't get any sleep at all. I would have loved to see the rings around his eyes this morning. Coffee was not going to help at the Morning Joe show this morning. And for all these guys, go ahead.
I would love to see how these late-night comedians, after they released the memo, try to laugh that off. You know,
yeah.
They're going to have egg on their face.
Yes, exactly. All the sarcastic comedians are really going to look bad. All the Wolf Blitzers and Anderson Coopers, they're going to look terrible. This is part of the takedown that's occurring. The entire rotten press is going to eat it on this deal because they have clearly colluded in misreporting the whole fake Russia deal. They have been working hand in glove, and this is where these texts between Strzok and his girlfriend Paige, they have texts referring to the media. They're all in bed together. They're all going to go down together. The American public will never see the fake news media the same again. But I think we will crush them. We will tune them out, crush their networks, crash their ratings, and just be done with them.
Well, and it just seems like finding the Democratic Party will probably be put to death by its own infliction. We didn't do nothing; they did it to themselves.
Yeah, well said, George.
Well, anyway, have a good weekend.
You too. We'll be back with one more short segment, folks. Maybe you can get in a call. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is...
We're back, folks. I'm going to rush right over the song. Just crushing our own song there. Thank you, engineer. God, these engineers at Republic Broadcasting are so sharp. I just chopped off the song there. The engineer's right on top of it. Listen, this show has done this over and over again. Let's take a bow, folks. This story is breaking right now. The vote is scheduled in the Senate in 6 minutes from now. And here's the latest update from Breitbart. Boy, am I proud of Breitbart's survival of the Steve Bannon crack-up. Beautifully well done, Breitbart. Update. This is just 14 minutes ago. An update coming from the excellent Matthew Boyle at Breitbart. The Democrats are in an awful position. ahead of the 10 p.m. vote, that's in 6 minutes, in the U.S. Senate on the measure to keep the government open. That's why the Democrats are scrambling to try to get some kind of a deal that allows them to save face instead of voting to shut the government down. They are in awful shape, and Schumer and Pelosi steered their members into this position by trying to force DACA amnesty into the government funding battle. Republicans, here's the sign-off thought here for tonight, folks. Republicans, that means patriots, are winning right now. Beautiful. And I have to keep hitting F5 to update my screen to see if there's something that's even like, here's an update. Not, there's an update 4 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago. President Trump tweets tonight that the Democrats want to shut down. Here's a president who just tweeted, not looking good. Let's see, wait here. Let me see here. Yes, not looking good for our great military or safety and security on the very dangerous southern border. Democrats want to shut down in order to help diminish the great success of the tax cuts. You got it, Mr. Trump. Thank you. And what they are doing for our booming economy. That's exactly it. The Democrats, these slime balls, trying to take away from the wonder of this great tax cut and the surge in our economy. So Donald Trump nails it. We're now 4 minutes away from the Senate vote. We'll sign off with that. This feels like November 8th. When we ended the show on election night, it was the same kind of feeling of history happening right in front of our eyes. What a time to be alive, folks. How lucky all of us are. That was the theme of the Right to Life March today, that you're lucky just to be alive, folks. All of us, what a chance we have to make a difference in supporting this greatest president and the greatest revolution. The greatest breakthrough in American history. And thank you, all of you, for helping. Thank you for keeping this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, afloat and doing the great work that we're doing. We'll be back again. We'll to talk about whatever happens in the next 10 minutes. We'll talk about it on Sunday in our two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. No show tomorrow, Saturday. It's the only day I get off. What an honor it is to participate in what you folks have made possible at Republic Broadcasting and this show. Gosh, I don't know how long I've been on this network. It feels like it's about almost 10 years. It's amazing how time flies. See you all on Sunday, and hold on to your hats, Cowboys. See you then.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.